Hey, wellness and Wahala warriors. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. So, welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. A wellness Wahala warrior is a winner, is a world changer, is wise and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues, problems, and Nigerian pidgin for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademaku, better known as Oma Aba, as I give you the best public health and wellness of Wahala, just with wonderful people, subject matter experts, using their compassion to take action to put us on the pathway of a Wahala-free life. All views and statements are represented are my own and my guests. Love you and bless up. Hi, everyone. Welcome to day two of the Wellness Wahala Prayer and Praise Fast Challenge. And this is day two. And my name is Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba, and I am the host of the Wellness and Wahala podcast. So those of you tuning in for the first time, wellness, we give great wellness and public health tips and also Wahala tips. Wahala in Nigerian Pidgin English means issues and problems. So we will give you gist on how to overcome them. And of course, there's been a lot of spiritual warfare on us, on our communities, on our family. So we are dedicating this new month, this next 7 days, to prayer and praise and fast. And you know, as I said in day one, there's different type of fast. You can do a partial fast, a Daniel fast. You can do a full 100% dry fast, just water. So it's really up to you. And of course, consulting a physician if you have health issues. So let's jump right in it. Day two is personal renewal, seeking forgiveness and healing. All of us have sinned and we have fallen short. So we continue to do bloodline cleansing, asking for mercy and forgiveness for our sins, for sins of our bloodlines and our family. Like, some curses are passed down from generational sins that we need to break, and ask for healing, mental health healing, physical healing, spiritual healing. So it is extremely important to constantly go before the heavenly courts of heaven and ask for mercy and forgiveness for sins that we've done intentionally and even unintentionally. We've done things that we really didn't intend to do, but it still was a sin. So the anchor scripture today comes from the book of Psalms 51:10, and it says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Once again, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Oof. That one is good, because sometimes, you know, you're going through stuff. You might be brokenhearted by a family member, a friend, a situation, a job, that, you know, there's job loss, there's loss of finances. So many things can, you know, break your heart. And, you know, we just need to be aligned with God this season. And even when we, you know, break others' hearts and we sin and hurt others, for God to transform our hearts. Most of our hearts are hard, to soften our hearts, to be more understanding. And for God to renew a steadfast spirit within us. So one of my favorite African proverbs is, "When there is peace in the heart, there will be beauty in the character." Once again, when there is peace, shalom, in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. So this is just a heart check. Like, usually when, you know, you're feeling down, let's try to go within and see, okay, God, what is out of alignment in us? And sometimes it might not even be us. Once again, it might be generational stuff that we just need to go in the course of heaven and just repent and break those things that is being used by the enemy to come against us because of generational sins, other enemy-inflicted sins, and there's also self-inflicted sins that we've done. So, but Jesus, good news is that Jesus, Yeshua, has already paid the price. He died and rose on the third day, giving us victory over sin and death. So we can plead the blood of Yeshua because he is alive. He rose and he's sitting at the right hand of God in heaven, in the heavenly court. So we can ask him, who is our, you know, lawyer. And he's always advocating for us to say, look, I paid the price, but the enemy is there, you know, accusing us. He's the accuser in the heavenly courts of heaven. So we have to repent, and that's why we're asking for forgiveness and healing. And then we're asking for Yeshua Jesus to silence every accusation of the enemy against us, against sins of our bloodlines, against our family sins, against our children's sins, you know, just standing in the gap and just repenting and pleading the blood of Jesus to wash away those sins and redeem us. So first prayer point is repentance and cleansing. We all need to pray for God's forgiveness, as I said, of any sins or wrongdoing that have tainted our heart. We need to ask for cleansing and purification, echoing the words of Psalms 51:10. Next, number two is healing of emotional wounds. We need to seek healing for any emotional wounds or scars that may be affecting our spirit. Pray for the grace to release any form of grudge, bitterness, resentment. All of that causes depression and sickness. So we need to let go, release it, you know. Do some breathing exercises. Listen to some praise music. That's why I said this is prayer and praise challenge. Listen to some praise music. That usually really calms my spirit when I'm having anxiety and just going through a lot. So that really helps to heal my emotions and put me in check. Next is number three, forgiveness. Pray for the strength to reach out to those that may have hurt us and seek their forgiveness. Also, extend forgiveness to those who have wronged you. So those that we may hurt, we should seek out and ask them for forgiveness. And then those that have wronged us, following the example of Christ, you know. We are not perfect, so those that have hurt us, whether they did it on purpose or not, you know, the battle is not ours, it's for God. So we let God fight for us. We release them not because they, you know, they anybody, but we release them because God has had mercy on us. And God said, he's our parent, he's our king, he's our father, he has our back. So we don't need to tell him how to fight for us. He said, be still and know that he's God and that he will fight for us. So vengeance is God. So our job is to release them and forgive them. Number four is restoration of relationships. Lift up broken or strained relationships to God, asking for restoration and reconciliation. Pray for a spirit of humility to prevail in our interactions with others. So to restore a lot of broken relationship, we need a lot of humility and, you know, to just show mercy, listen to what the other person is going through, somebody that has hurt you. Also be quick to listen and show mercy to them. It's painful. Trust me, I know. I mean, from personal attacks on our family, our children, marriages, partners, jobs, you know, so people can be very cruel, but, you know, God has always shown me that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I've seen him go to war and fall for me. So he sent his only begotten son to die, to redeem us from our sins. So trust me, God can fight our enemies that come after us. We just need to do our part. Next is cultivating a steadfast spirit. Beseech God to renew and strengthen your spirit, creating steadfastness in your faith, and ask for the grace to maintain peace in your heart. So it's one thing to start off in a peaceful situation, and of course when you're going through a fast, I'm telling you, that's when all hell breaks loose and people want to provoke you. Stay aligned, y'all, because the enemy knows that with a powerful prayer and praise and fast, we can break through and we can get blessings overflow and we can break curses and we can get healing and, you know, we can do exploits as God ambassadors of Christ Yeshua here on this earth and really, you know, let his kingdom come here as it is in heaven and be a light in this very dark world. So the enemy does not like that. So you just have to be on guard. People gonna come and provoke you. I know. I mean, even today I was, that's why I had to record this later. I was gonna record earlier, but some things popped off and I just had to take a break and pause and catch myself. But you know, it's stronger to just be silent and be still and let God fight you. You know, that doesn't make you soft. That doesn't make you weak or naive. You're just being calculated. You don't want to get provoked for the enemy to stop our blessings. They're not for to do that. And if you do slip up, because we all do, just repent immediately, apologize to God, and keep it moving. Next one is community healing. Pray for collective healing within our community, fostering an environment of forgiveness and understanding. Ask God to bless your community with peace that transforms individual heart. We need a lot of healing in our community, in America, in Nigeria, across Africa, all the 54 nations, Israel, the Middle East. There's a lot of war. There's a lot of conflict. There's a lot of turmoil, economic instability. I think the Naira is almost 2,000 Naira to one. It's getting hard. So we need healings in our community, healings in our nations. And going to the last 2 days of this fast, the first 3 days is focused on personal healing and redemption. Then the next 2 days is focused on the ecclesia, the body of Christ. And then the last 2 days, we're going to be praying for our community and nation. So stay tuned for that. And the next one is call to action to you all. Seek divine guidance. As you reach out to someone you may have hurt or harbored ill feelings against, especially, you know, those that have hurt you. You know, you're like, okay, I'm going to hurt them back. You know, an eye for an eye. No, don't do that. Pray for courage. It takes a lot of courage and humility during the process of seeking and offering forgiveness, okay? And the final one is gratitude. Keep a gratitude journal. That's been helping me jot down, you know, thank my blessings. As they say, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. One of my favorite songs that my mom used to sing to me when I was young, and she still sings it now. And my grandmother, my late grandmother, may her soul rest in peace, Elizabeth Marola Bayamu, and I had my daughter on her birthday, so I know she's still close to us. So gratitude is extremely important. I'm thankful for my family, my daughter, my hubby, my village, my community of supporters. Thankful for my ministry that I'm a part of, the Ecclesia. Thank you for this podcast on my wellness and wildlife warriors. So this is a time to express gratitude to God for the opportunity to experience personal renewal through forgiveness and healing. Thank God for his mercy and grace that allow for a fresh start in relationships and spiritual life. God is a God of many chances, okay? When we mess up, he will get us back aligned. So my call to action, final one, is to reach out to someone you may have hurt, and or that might have hurt you, but especially if it's a close family member, you know, life is too short. Forgive them. And if, you know, you've hurt somebody, go and apologize to them and try to make up. And things don't have to be, you know, I'm not asking y'all to get back together or, you know, reunite with that person. Because some relationships are toxic. You know, sometimes you got to love some people from a distance and pray for them. It's okay. You know, and you just release them, but you continue to cover them in prayers and love them from afar. Especially if they're a relative, but if it's just toxic, you just gotta love them from afar and just pray that God would touch and transform their mind and bodies and spirits, and more importantly, transform their hearts, soften their hearts, so all of us can be more like Christ. That's the goal. Every day we need to strive to be more like Christ. So here we go. Thank you. So now I'll conclude and pray us. Thank you, Lord, because you're an awesome God. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you because you are merciful, God, Father, Lord. We come before your heavenly court and we ask for your forgiveness. We have all sinned. I have sinned. Oh, Lord, Father, sins of my bloodline dating back to Adam and Eve. Oh, Lord, Father, on my mother's side of the family, my father's side of the family. Father, Lord, please forgive us. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness and create in us a clean, pure heart so we can be right with you, Father, Lord. Align us back into the original being in which you created us for such a time as this. We plead the blood of Yeshua to cleanse us. Oh, Lord Father, cleanse us spiritually. Oh, Lord Father, and heal us now in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. Because before we can be healed physically, we need to be healed spiritually. So we thank you in advance because you are Jehovah Jireh, our healer. Thank you because you are merciful, God, for your forgiveness and silencing every accusation of the enemy against us in the heavenly court by the blood of Yeshua, Father, Lord, and redeeming us and having mercy upon us and giving us a second chance, Father, Lord, to get it right. Father, help us to continue to seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek you first every day through your living word, by prayers, by praising you, by having a relationship with you. Father, Lord, I thank you, O Lord Father, because you are just so awesome. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your healing. I thank you for restoring marriages. I thank you for restoring relationships. I thank you for restoring friendships. I thank you for restoring ministries. I thank you for restoring everything that we have lost. Curses are broken now in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. I thank you that we will not have any backlash over our prayers, Father, Lord. We cover ourselves, we cover our families, we cover our children, we cover everybody connected to us under the blood of Yeshua. Everybody listening to this podcast, you are covered by the blood of Yeshua. No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. When God is for you, no one can be against you. And God will fight for you. You just be still and know that he is God. Anybody that has hurt you, release them to God. Forgive them and let God fight for you. I thank you, Lord, O Lord Father, because you always have our back. Even before we ask, O Lord Father, God, you already know the answer. We ask for forgiveness also for the sins of our nations, from America to Nigeria to Africa to Israel to the Caribbean to across the world, Father, Lord. Healing from our leaders, political leaders that have been doing nonsense, that have been corrupt, Father, Lord. We ask for you to touch their heart, to transform their hearts and mind, and renew a steadfast spirit within them so they can lead our nation and our community well. And if they do not, O Lord Father, uproot them and put God-fearing leaders, especially as America is leading to election season. Father, Lord, let the president, O Lord Father, who is God-fearing and that will be aligned and serve you, Lord, and align with the will that you have for them to do in this nation, O Lord Father, that will make godly policies, that will be able, O Lord Father, to redeem our people, to save our people. Father, Lord, you know who that right president is. We don't know, O Lord Father, but give us the wisdom, give us the discernment, O Lord Father, and foresight into the future to be able, O Lord Father, to pray and also vote for the right person, Father, Lord. And we know that you work all things together for our good. So, Father, I thank you in advance for your forgiveness. I thank you for your healing, spiritual healing, physical healing, and emotional healing. In the mighty name of Yeshua Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. I wish you all no wahala this week. Much love and blessing.
for loyalty, fealty to your very being, God. This is my story, this is my song. No impossibility with my God. I don't need to worry, you eat my sauce. When I need, I'm going to be my plug. I love you with heavy, my Lord. Oh no, go worship me,
I worship
my
you.
God. You're a very big God.
Who not go worship Jesus? Who not go?